I'm looking here at an email, and it's from a lady who doesn't feel confident enough to come on the programme to have a conversation with us about her dilemma, but she sent us a very detailed email and she would like me to read this out. And she names the town, but I'm not going to actually name the place. It's a relatively small town, and as a result, it might be very easy to identify the restaurant that she's talking about. So I'll just call it a county downtown. She says, I was shopping in a county downtown on Saturday when I realised that my one-year-old baby girl needed her nappy changed. Now, there are no public facilities in the town that I am aware of, so I thought I'd pop into a bar restaurant establishment in the area and kindly ask if I could use the facilities to change my baby's nappy. I was told no, as I was not a paying customer. I understand and appreciate why a business would have this rule for the general public. However, in this case, it was a one-year-old baby, and I foolishly assumed the rule may not stand. After pleading and debating with the staff, they unhappily agreed. Now, on the way out, I saw the owner, who I went over to, and I explained the encounter I had with his staff. He was defensive from the onset of the conversation, and it became quite apparent that he wasn't happy. He was inappropriately hostile while I held my baby. He stated that I should not have been allowed at all to use the facilities, whether it was for the baby or not. He opened the door for me and motioned me out through the door as if to get me to leave the restaurant. I felt very upset and annoyed. I just hope this gentleman would not treat elderly folk or those maybe with a disability the same way as he treated a mother and a one-year-old child. This is supposed to be a family restaurant. I just wonder where the humanity has gone. I would like to remain anonymous, although the lady does actually give us her name and details at the top of the email. You can remain anonymous, of course you can, and you don't have to come on the programme to get something discussed. Now, I'm aware of this town, and it is a relatively small town. I'm thinking, are there facilities in that town? I don't know it well enough to direct her towards where the public loos would be. There wouldn't be very many restaurants in this particular town, and that's why we're not naming it, because I don't want to put a shadow indeed over the restaurant or the restaurant owner. But if someone does turn up at the door of a restaurant or bar and they have a one-year-old who's in some form of distress because the child needs to have its nappy changed, would it not be really good service to say, sure, just use the facilities, no problem? And that person is then going to go in, be really happy that she's been welcomed, and on the way out will probably say thank you and will go out and maybe go home and say, you know, them people at X, Y and Z restaurant, very friendly, must go there next weekend and will buy a family meal. Do you know what I mean? It's called customer generation. Or you can have the policy whereby, and it's based on insurance. This is the reason they don't allow a person who isn't a customer to use a toilet. If you are not a customer, there may be some impact on the insurance if something goes wrong in the toilet. I know we're stretching a point here, but this is one of the arguments that has been put up in the past. So if she came in and she bought a napkin for a penny, you know, and said, I love your napkins, can I have one of them? Yeah, it's a penny. Does she then become a customer? It's got to do with whether or not you want the bother of the person being across your doorstep, or whether you want to generate future trade and goodwill. I personally cannot understand any restaurant, bar, hotel, or whatever that would turn away a passing member of the public who genuinely needs to use the facilities. I'm not talking about not turning away some troublesome person. I'm talking about turning away an ordinary, genuine member of the public who's got a little baby girl who needs to have its nappy changed. So why on earth would we have a mindset in some restaurateurs' minds that, would turn that woman away. Do let us know. 0289 033 105. 0289 033 105. I have to say, actually, that there's one thing I would question the lady on. She says, on the way out, I saw the owner. I approached him and explained the encounter I had with the staff. Remember, you've had an argument with the staff, but in the end, they've relented and they've allowed you in. So they have actually allowed you to use the facility. So why did you go over and start possibly an argument with the owner of the restaurant? That's the only downside of your email. If you were on the radio here with me, you could explain that, but as I say, you want to remain anonymous. Anyone working in the restaurant game want to come on and explain your policy? Please do. 0289 033 105. Or indeed, if you've been turned away from a restaurant when you absolutely needed to use the facility, let us know as well and talk us through your story. Now, there's no better man to talk to than Michael Stewart when it comes to the hospitality game. Michael, you're involved in a number of restaurants and hotels. Have I got the right man?
Yeah, you didn't start that one off very well. But anyway, sure, it's early morning with the words.
But do I have the right man? This is the important thing.
You do. Involved in the hospitality, Ulster, et cetera, et cetera. But my venue, I have house on Botanic Avenue, which is the newly refurbished Madison's.
Yes, yes.
And we reopened there in January. It's interesting, I'm talking about the nappy situation. Obviously, we don't know the restaurant involved, and I wouldn't want to comment on their policies, but from my point of view, a bit of common sense would go a long way. When we reopened, we didn't have our nappy changing facilities in place. So when we had customers, and okay, yes, they were paying customers, we allowed them to use one of the bedrooms until we got our facilities in place. If that had been somebody that came to the door, it still would have been the situation, because I don't think anybody wants to see anybody in distress. I also wonder if somebody with limited mobility, disability, whatever you want to call it, came to the door and asked to use the facilities, would they be refused? So I think in this day and age, you know, when everybody's fighting for business and customer service, a bit of common sense would have gone a long way.
You see, this is why you're successful at what you do, Michael. You know, you've got the right attitude.
Well, you see, the problem with common sense is it's not so common. And, you know, you've got to weigh up situations. If there is a group of fellas or girls or kids constantly coming to your door off the street saying, can we use your toilets? You maybe get to the point and saying, no, it's not appropriate. But, you know, you've got to deal with situations as you see them. If that mother or father arrived with a baby, and let's say they were very drunk or spaced out on drugs or something, you make a decision again based on the circumstances. So, you know, we do have, I'll tell you better still, we thought long and hard as to where those baby changing facilities should go, and we were originally putting them in the ladies' toilets, and somebody said, hold on, what about if a dad wants to change the nappy? So we put the baby changing facility in the biggest area possible, which was the disabled toilet facility, which is male and female.
Yeah, it's available for everybody.
That's our policy. That's our policy. And there are a lot of people the same. You know, maybe the venue didn't have baby changing facilities, and they were maybe thinking, you know, they're going to throw the nappy down the toilet or something. Or there could be lots of reasons. I don't know. But if you've got the facilities, then use them.
Yeah, Michael can't argue with any of that. That's a common sense commentary. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. And he's a restaurant owner as well. And he has a point to make on the back of this complaint from a lady who couldn't get a County Down restaurant to allow her in when she was basically in an emergency situation to change her baby's nappy. She wasn't a customer. Andy, go ahead.
Hello, Frank. Andy here. The daughter owns a restaurant. It's Cafe Uno on Lombard Street in Belfast. I say, okay, about that case initially about the girl going to the door with the youngster. That's ridiculous, you know, this day and age, you know, especially when they're talking about breastfeeding and everything else, you know. But as I say, they mustn't need the trade very much, because you have customers sitting and some young girl comes in, or a man or whatever, with a child. Of course you let them use the facilities in this day and age, you know. And there is very little facilities around, you know, unfortunately.
Even if they're not a customer,
I'll tell you what happens to us regular. Lombard Street, at the corner of Lombard Street, all your tour buses pick up, right, for the Titanic Quarter and all that. There's a load of them all around the place. Okay. Actually, now we do get the trade of the operators of the bus, you know, the tour buses, but they send people down to us. You maybe four or five people walking in, using the facility, and walking out again. You know, or you might get 10 of them coming in. Four of them want to use the facility. There are people that buy a cup of coffee or a scone or something and head on out. So I think it's good for business to let them in.
Yeah, you can't beat footfall. Footfall, if there's people coming and going, better chance of the money being spent. There's two sensible restaurateurs, hotel owners that we've had on the radio, as opposed to the person who turned the woman away, or more or less turned her away, certainly scolded her for asking. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. A wee bit later on this programme, you'll have tickets to go to Odyssey Cinemas and enjoy a movie of your choice. You can be a winner here on U105. Now, people are talking to me here on the texts about the pigeons. There are plenty of pigeon fanciers here. You love every bird you breed, you do. According to Daphne, whose husband Jim has loads of pigeons. She says, I love them, I do. This one says, leave water out for the pigeon. It's tired. It needs to be hydrated, and it will indeed fly off. So there you go. Water as opposed to seed is the important thing. And Jim is also talking about the pigeons, and he says, Frank, pigeon fanciers love their birds. They spend great money breeding them. Every pigeon fancier loves to get his pigeon back. Okay, 028 90 333 105. You're also remarking on the toileting situation and whether or not the restaurants should let people in. I've had to use the toilets in a bar for my kids in Warren Point. The staff were excellent, really friendly and helpful. That doesn't surprise me at all. By the way, that county downtown isn't Warren Point. And Warren Point is well and truly equipped with the facilities in the square as well, and also in the park, the municipal park in Warren Point. So there are loads of public toilets in the point. John's got a point that he wants to make on the back of us talking about the point. John, go ahead.
Hello there, Frank. I would like to say, Frank, that I think the restaurant owner was Uncle Son's rights to put her out, because if the mother of the child, if the child was under stress, I'm sure the woman had a bag with a nappy in it. And I'm sure, could she not have found a convenient corner to sit down and clean or do the child there without going into any place, especially if a child's got diarrhoea and a nappy, especially in a restaurant? I don't think it's appropriate. And I think if the mother had a... if the weeing was genuinely in distress, she should have been attended to immediately, not trying to argue and trying to get into a place to do it.
So you think the mother should have sat? Where would she sit to change the baby's name?
A bus stop, a corner. I've done it on a corner of a shop. I've done it on a corner. I've done it on a bus stop. I've done it several places, sir. I've had five children, and I've never, ever went into a restaurant and ever asked for anyone to use the toilet if they need a nappy. It's different if they're walking, but if they're nappy, you can put them on your knee. You can change it in 5 seconds, 2 minutes. And so, it's done and dusted, and you throw your waste into the bag and go on.
So you think it's just unhygienic to be expecting someone to change a nappy in a restaurant?
Unhygienic, sir. And this isn't Northern Ireland. You just can't bring in bags into a place where nobody knows you or nothing, and nothing like that. Is there somebody going to be supervising this care when she's doing this? There's a whole pile of rules and regulations that we have to all abide by.
Okay.
There's still common sense on the mother's part, where the mother should have looked after the child immediately. If it's only a dirty nappy, sir, could she not have sat down in a more convenient spot without going into a restaurant? Or, you know, there's other ways of doing it. Between parked cars, you can, loads of places, sir. I've seen children go in the toilet on the motorway. You know, there's bound to be a law again that, but necessity is necessity.
Jeepers, you've got a novel approach to toileting, John, if you don't mind me saying, but you know, you're also using the argument there about can't take bags in. Of course you can take bags in this day and age, and people are not going to be fussed about that. You're pretty much in favour of keeping babies out of restaurants by the sound of what you're saying, John, especially those who would possibly at some point be dirtying their nappy. And it is interesting, you're speaking as a parent as well. You're not speaking against mothers as such. You just feel that maybe a mother wants to be, this particular mother wants to be overly comfortable in the changing of the nappy, which you could do it between parked cars. I wonder what is the skill there? How do you do it between parked cars? Are you still there, John? How do you change a nappy between a parked car?
You set the chair on your knee. I've seen mothers doing it on the back of chapels. I've seen them doing it in different places where you deal with the child and there's no hub or fuss or nothing about it. You just do it and it's done.
All right. Okay. I've changed a nappy in my day too, but I don't think I could sit on the back bumper and do it while the knees were resting against the car in front of me. But you mentioned you had five children, John, so maybe you develop the skill the more kids you have. Sinead has a point, and this is a woman's perspective on it. Go ahead, Sinead.
Is that man right in the head, Frank? Is he really right in the head? Do you change a child between two parked cars? Just say the child fell and it bumped his head. I mean, obviously, if them people went into a restaurant, they're not going to, even if the child is diarrhea, there's facilities in the toilets for to put a nappy on for a change. You're not actually sitting in the restaurant at tables changing a child. And for having five kids, God help them, and for to sit out in the street and change a child in the middle of the street.
Yeah, well, he mentioned he did it in the backs of shops. He's done it on the park bench. He has done it on a street corner, the back of the chapel.
Yes, maybe in those days, Frank, the facilities wasn't available. I mean, that's okay if the facilities wasn't available. But if there's a restaurant there or a bar and you go in quite nicely and ask, look, can I please go in and use your facility, not sit in the middle of a restaurant where people are eating, and to change a child.
I wonder where's the oddest place that you've ever had to change a baby's nappy? Because sometimes you don't have a facility close by. Is there anywhere that you've done it yourself where you thought, wow, jeepers, I'm glad I got that done?
Not really, Frank. And I've four children and grandchildren, and I've never, thank God, came across that problem. But, I mean, for him to say to change a chair between two parked cars, and what about the weather? Just say it's raining. Just say it's cold. Please, Frank.
All right, Sinead, thank you very much. In fairness, John does sound like a man who has certain skills that other people may not have. We have to keep that in mind. He's maybe quite, you know, ambidextrous or, you know, skilled with his hands, a sort of juggling qualities. I would drop the child. I would be useless at the like of that, especially between the two parked cars. Even the park bench job, you know, where you're thinking, oh my goodness, if she slips here, she's down on the tarmac. But, you know, John, he sounds like a man that could do it in the back of a motorbike.